Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
All right, welcome back to hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Max. We're live at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Long Beach, California, the Fred Hall Show, 74th edition here. Been a fabulous show, and we have a great panel here with you for you today. We have Ted from Kamakatsu Hooks. We have Rob from Kingfisher Charters, Craig from Department of Fish and Wildlife, and then, of course, our great audience here and Bart Hall. Fantastic talk here and a whole another hour to go, right?
Yeah, totally, man. We're having a great time talking fishing tackle, fishing places. It's just an awesome time, and we want to talk to you with plenty of time to come down here and join us this morning. We're live at the Hyatt Regency right here in beautiful Long Beach, right next to the Convention Center, a great place to come and hang out and score your parking spot before the parking gets busy and enjoy a couple hours talking fishing with us and then go enjoy the show. But if you want to step up to the microphone, ask a question this morning, see Gary, see Roger, see any of the Let's Talk Hookup crew out there, and they'll get your name in for the lineup. And if you do, you'll have an opportunity at winning one of two great prizes we're giving away at the end of the show today. First of which is a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. This one is the Southern Cross. It's a really nice frame from Maui Jim. It's very unique. It's a soft matte khaki and brown frame. The lens is that great Maui green glass, and of course it's that super thin glass material. Really, really comfy.
Go check it out at the Dana Landing booth and the Maui Jim Flying Jimmy.
Yeah, it's an awesome display and a really, really nice pair of glasses. In addition to that, another lucky stand-up mic participant is going to win a Kamakatsu hook pack. So you're going to get one of those backpacks that we talked about at the beginning of the show, and then inside of it is going to be a bunch of hand-picked hooks from Ted and the gang there at Kamakatsu Hooks, and you're also going to get a ticket to go into the Fred Hall show so you can claim that prize.
There you go.
Very, very cool prize, and we sure appreciate that from our friends at Maui Jim and also Kamakatsu. Again, if you want to join us on the phones, give us a call, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
Find out what's going on biting in the world here, Rick.
You got it, buddy. It's time for that catch report today. It's sponsored part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, with products that they make for serious sports fishermen. The Sato Crimp system is the best way to make your own Spectra fluorocarbon or mono top shots. It's easy, cost-effective, and time and big fish proven. Some commercially made top shots can cost as much as $40 or more. Get the Sato Crimps supplies at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle and the Longfin. We're going to find out what's going on the water, starting off our catch report with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wishes, on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Bart, guests, all those people lined up out there. Holy cow. But here we are with our traditional Fred Hall. Let's kick off the season report. And guess what, guys? Right on schedule. We're seeing some better signal on the highly elusive white sea bass over there at Catalina. Conditions are good for this time of year. There's enough squid for bait. There's nice water, 61, clean. Backside east, backside west have both been biting just a little bit. There's mostly school fish, but a few nicer ones mixed in, and it's definitely time for that thing to get rolling over there. Also, Catalina, with cod season now open, a lot of effort on the bottom grabbers there, pretty good fishing, lots of nice reds, groupers, some big sheepheads. And interestingly enough, along the kelp lines there, bass fishing has been decent, and some signal on the nicer sides, bonita mixed in, which is interesting for where they're at this time of year. Unfortunately, not much on the yellows yet, but soon coming. At Clemente, now with cods available, good weather, the island's finally getting some coverage. I mean, it hasn't been looked at for months, but pretty much been all focused on the deep water so far, but that'll change soon. And it's usually just about mid-March, you know, what you're coming up on here, we get those first hits on the yellows somewhere on the front side in that first sand to white rock zone, so that's definitely going to be an area to be keeping an eye on. And, you know, it's good weather right now, guys. And if you're not going into the show, if you're thinking about going fishing, you know, you're going to get your licks in today or tomorrow. But it's soon to change. We got the real deal of a storm system finally coming for us. We need the rain, but looks like it's all will be a little tough on conditions here for the mid part of the week. But sounds like a fantastic show for everybody, and I bet you guys are going to be having a great time up there today. I'm sure it's going to be packed.
Indeed, Mark. Yep. And FishDope.com, of course, is here in the BD Outdoors booth. Save $20 on a new membership to FishDope.com either by going online and using the code HOOKUPNOW or go right to their booth and say, I want to join and I want to hook up now and get that $20 off right there at their booth. FishDope.com. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, you know, unfortunately we're not at the show this year, but we are in the store here today. In fact, I'm on my way in just a few minutes to finish a big custom tank for a guy. But we're in the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger in Huntington Beach. Phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And enjoy the show, everybody. You guys are going to have a great time. We'll see you.
Hey, Mark, I just want to know. Several people have come by the booth and go, where's Mark Wish?
But he's looking for you, buddy.
You got to go to Bolsa Chica and Edinger to find Mark in this deal.
Yeah,
thanks
that's
a lot,
where
Mark.
Be.
Yeah.
All
right, Mark. Care, thanks a lot. And we'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, let's head on down now to San Diego over to Seaforth Sport Fishing and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at Seaforth?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Doing great.
Enjoying the show
well
there?
Represented at the show. Yeah, lots of captains in the booth. And good to see all the guys there. Yeah, everything's going on. We're having fun here, and we just want to know what's biting.
I'm going to assume there's some pranks, some practical joking going on. And I want to hear about it all when you guys get back.
Okay.
Deal.
All right. Well, good fishing this week. Kind of what we've been seeing here, you know, with that March fishing kicking in. The half day's been fishing locally, catching some bottom fish, caught a halibut yesterday, nice mix of other stuff in there. What you kind of expect in some March fishing there. San Diego back online, running down the islands. Seen a little bit of yellowtail there. They had a couple yesterday, a little bit of calico bass in the mix, some good bottom fishing in there. So the yellowtail are there. They're not biting full speed, but we talked about before, we're just getting into March. So can't have it all at once there. Got to spread it out a bit. So definitely check the website. Seaforthlanding.com. Have the half days up there, the full days. We have some of those overnight boats scheduling some of their longer trips, 2 days and longer. They're all there to make reservations. If you stop by the booth, they have the full schedule there. If you'd rather have a print copy, like you said, say hi to the captain, say hi to the crew there, and get out fishing. You know, you're up there buying a tackle. You got to use it somewhere. So definitely hop on the website there, make some reservations. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Or if you're not in Long Beach for the show, definitely stop by, say hi, visit the tackle shop, get a nice burrito next door, and get out there fishing.
Great call, Marcos. Appreciate a great report. Sounds like some good fishing to be had, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot for that. It's going to wrap up our catch report right now. And I want to remind you, opportunity to see the boys, probably my favorite booth at the show, and that's a nice place to go snag a free sample. And that's for the guys at Fisherman's Processing, the Fish Pros. Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, be sure to check them out at their Fish Pros the Market booth at the Long Beach show. They're right across from the Let's Talk Hookup booth. Can't miss them. And you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, all at special show prices. Fish Pros the Market and Fisherman's Processing, they're going to be at the shows all day, today and tomorrow. Check them out.
Sean and Melanie have been very, very busy. Been watching them over there. They have been selling a lot of spices, rubs, and a lot of smoked fish and
so
jerky.
Cool.
And yep, everybody. And giving away a lot of samples,
I'm
too.
I'm sure.
Yeah, indeed. Eric from Fallbrook is here at the Hyatt. Thanks for coming down from Fallbrook. Eric?
I know that, Eric.
This is the one and only Eric Sheets.
Oh. The Eric that makes your reels better.
Yeah.
Good morning.
What's up, Eric?
Good morning. So my question is for Ted, I believe, from Gamakatsu.
Yes.
So from the angle of sustainability and everything else, I'm curious about the length it takes for hooks to rust out and stuff like that in the fish. Do we know?
You know, it's a great question. You know, it's not anything that we've really ever honestly gone in and done an in-depth study of something like that. We've done some finish testings, you know, internally where we'll take salt water and compare the finishes on our hooks as to which ones are going to last longer, which ones may rust out and that type of thing. The nickel finish on our hook is going to be the most rust resistant. So that's really why you see a lot of those saltwater hooks, so some of those being in that manner. But the nickel silver black really holds up well in that situation too. But we've never really, I mean, to be honest with the answer, I couldn't honestly answer that question because I don't know exactly how long that would
be.
Craig, any thoughts on that, being a marine biologist there?
You know, that would be a great project for a young grad
student. Yeah, totally.
That
would be.
Right,
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah, and how would you measure that, though? You'd have to do some releasing and then recapture?
Yeah, I think you could probably control it in the lab. You could do some recapture studies. I think there's a number of different ways you could look at that. But I think that is something we want to think about as conservation-minded anglers. When we gently release a fish, sometimes we can do less damage by leaving the hook in it. If it's swallowed the hook, you want to cut the line, get that fish back in the water. That is a good question. What is the long-term mortality rate of those fish that we release? And especially now as we're using more and more descenders, it came up yesterday. Everyone that's fishing groundfish should be using a descender. If you're not using one, start using it. If your buddies aren't using them, get them to start using it. We're actually getting credit at the Pacific Fishery Management Council for the use of descenders. So the more we use these devices and return fish and make sure they stay alive, the more fish we're able to catch.
Have descenders been proven to work for rockfish?
Descenders have been proven to work. They've gone down with cameras. They've done catch and release studies. And once you get those fish back down, no matter how bad they look on the surface, you get them back down, their swim bladders go back in, the crystals in their eyes disappear, and they swim away. It's amazing.
Really?
Rob, is it the same case for the big rockfish you guys catch up in Alaska, the yellow eyes and, you know, and things like that?
Oh, yeah. You know, we actually have to have them on board, and, yeah, the captains, you know, have good success at that, and, no, it's working.
And your captains are very good about the releases too, taking the time to send the fish back down.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, they're on board with sustainability, and you know, it's their job, and they want to see that resource just you know, keep thriving.
Yeah, and like I don't know whether it certainly makes credit in California. Craig was mentioning that you actually get credit. Are Alaska Fish and Wildlife taking a look at that too and saying, hey, you know, these guys are doing the right thing for the environment? Are they giving you guys credit for releasing those fish?
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's they watch that resource very carefully, and, you know, we have to have them. And so there's a logbook that you put down, you know, how many releases you are. So,
oh, okay.
You know, it's all calculated.
So you have to log it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Hey, Eric, thanks for coming down.
You.
Are you guys going to be in your booth today?
Yep, we'll be here all day. Yep.
Are you? What are you doing in the Calsheet booth?
Just showing off all the reels that we're currently working on. There's so many fun reels out now from different companies, and it's really cool.
And if somebody wants to drop their reel off for service?
They can bring their reels.
They can bring the reel, and you'll take them back and do the magic.
Yep, and this is our 32nd year here with Bart and Fred, and go way back.
So. That's awesome,
impressive.
Eric.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Awesome work.
Thanks.
You.
Yeah, that's a great place to go. Armand from Long Beach. Armand, thanks for coming down to the Hyatt Regency. Appreciate you coming down.
Morning. Thanks for taking my question. It's
great.
Pretty much been answered already, but it's for the gentleman at Kingfisher Charters. What is the season you guys are open, and do you guys have any opportunities for fishing for invertebrates like Dungeness crab or spot prawn or anything like that?
Good question.
Yeah, good morning, Armand. You know, our season, you know, middle of May to middle of September, you know, we don't get into the much fishing with the invertebrates. You know, our trips are deep sea, salmon, halibut, rockfish, bottomfish, and the day is pretty complete with that. But, you know, because of our location, we have a lot of opportunity for you to take home what you could purchase there, what's caught locally, and you know, it's absolutely tremendous product there.
The Alaska spot prawns that you can buy through Kingfisher they're next level. They're amazing. And if you have extra room in your box, you can buy a 4-pound box of these spot prawns and take them home and enjoy them. Is there anybody in Sitka that will take you Dungeness crab fishing or spot prawn or?
You know, there's regulations, and I'm sure, you know, as they are here, you have to have your name, address on the buoys and things, so it gets a little complicated. So you've got these, you actually have to, you know, put the device in the water, and you have to haul it yourself. So we've done it in the past, but, you know, you got to make sure you're by the book. So, again, you can do a day of it, but it kind of just takes the place of the actual fishing. So there's just not that much time in the day to do all of it. But you can replace that day with that.
All right. Good. Thanks for coming down to the
thank
hive.
Thank you. Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate that very much. All right. Let's talk to Hannah is here. Hannah has been here since she was in her father's arms there, and now look at her.
What's up, Hannah?
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I don't really have a question, but for those of you that know Gary Schiebler, we all know he's not doing so great right now.
Yes.
I just wanted to send our love out there for him and know that we're excited to see him next year.
Yeah, for
so,
sure.
Yeah.
He's very missed at the Sporting Chef Cafe, too. And Bart?
Yeah.
Gary's been a great guy here at the Fred Hall shows. He's been a supporter, and his musical talents have been enjoyed by many, and so we wish all the goodwill wishes to him.
Yeah, you know, I'm a former musician, or I guess you're always a musician. I'm a musician, too, and Gary and I kind of bond a little bit on that level. He was a great guy, great partner to Scott. He is really missed. He's not doing well, I will tell you that, and we should all think of him and pray for him and give him our best. And there is a GoFundMe page also for Gary, and if you'd like to help, that would be great. And we encourage everyone to do that and to keep him in our thoughts and prayers.
Indeed.
Call Bart.
For sure. Brian from Hammett. Thanks, Hannah, for that. Appreciate that. Thanks for coming down to the Hyatt. Thanks for coming down, Brian.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my question. And thanks, Pete and Rick and Bart, for putting on a great show. My question has to do with tuna populations and tuna pens, and I guess it's for you, Craig. Are there any tuna pens in California, and does it help to improve the tuna population?
It's a great question. So there are no tuna pens in California. There is no offshore finfish aquaculture allowed currently. That's something that's under discussion. So when you get down to Ensenada, you see those tuna pens down there. So those are pens that are set in. They catch the fish when they're small. They bring them into the pens, fatten them up, and then sell them. Unclear what the impacts of those pens are on natural populations. You hear that sometimes people go down and will go fish next to those pens because of the feed that's going in there. But we don't have those here in California. Just to pivot briefly and to respond to the previous question, just want to clarify that there is no plot to hurt California anglers out there. That was stated earlier, so just wanted to get that on the record. This is our 150th year with the Department of Fish and Wildlife here in California, and for 150 years we've been working with hunters and anglers to keep them out there doing what they do best, which is sustainably hunt and fish California's resources.
And by coming out and being here at the Fred Hall Show, talking to the anglers here on Let's Talk Hookup, that's all part of the outreach program that your director has enacted, and it makes for better communication and gets more impact for what we want and what the Department of Fish and Wildlife wants, right?
Exactly. And, you know, there will be times that we don't agree, right? California is a big state. There's a lot of diverse interests, and our mandate is to represent all of those interests. So we're not always going to see eye to eye with all the different constituencies. But what we've tried to foster is a relationship and a dialogue and mutual respect where if we need to disagree, we can indeed agree to disagree and then work together to figure out how we can get to that place of agreement. And again, want to put out a plug to Wayne and CCA, Ken Frankie and Zach. Those guys work tirelessly to support keeping recreational anglers on the water. I have them on my speed dial. They have me on their speed dial. We talk all the time, and it's those relationships that are really helping us get to this great spot we're at now.
Good. Wayne, speaking of Wayne, you are still around? There he is. Wayne had a question, too. So let Wayne from CCA step up to the mic. And, Wayne, first of all, thank you for opening that dialogue and communication with the Department of Fish and Wildlife. I think this is going to really help things for the future for all of us, for sure.
We had a phenomenal panel yesterday.
Yes,
and we had.
And by the way, after my retirement from that, you're on for life.
Okay.
I'm done. I cannot replace you. You're the best. So gladly hand the ticket over to you.
It was a great audience participation. Yeah. We had everything from wildlife to freshwater to saltwater questions, law enforcement questions. Hey, let's give a hand to the wardens out here. They do a lot of good work for us, guys.
For sure.
Thank you for the department for coming out, for Bart putting us on. It's what we need. We need everybody to understand what we're trying to do, all the programs we're trying to expand on, and in passing this information on, bring the questions. If you ever have a question and you don't know who to ask at CDFW, send it to me at CCA Cal. We'll get it out there. We'll get
them answered. With them.
We communicate all the time.
Yeah.
We're constantly, like you said, we're on speed dial.
Yeah.
So, hey, so I had a good question about the sheep's head, but you talked about it already. The one that always keeps coming up is about hatchery programs, whether that is trout, catfish, or for us on the saltwater side, we love our white sea bass. And the question is, if we're going to keep trying the R3 program and we're going to get more participation, we need the fish. That's what brings people back. They want to catch stuff. So that's the question for Craig. But 1 second. Everybody make sure to take care of the CCA Cal Throw Special. We have promotions at each booth. You guys come out, $50, you get into the show, you get our bag, you get into the hourly drawing. Hourly drawing. Tim right here won a $200 backpack cooler.
And so did Dr. Bob. Dr. Bob.
Oh, Bob got a $300
cooler. $300
cooler,
yeah.
Yeah, great promotion. And we're giving a $1,000 Costa Rica trip away every day.
Wow.
So there's already
been. Just for incentive for being a part of CCA.
Just for being part of CCA.
Which you should be anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah. Craig, you're up. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks. And, of course, I might mention, too, Wayne will be a part of our panel tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, 7 to 9 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Don't forget.
Sweet.
Ricky's favorite day.
Sweet.
And that'll be 7 to 9 a.m. right back here in Seaview Tundra at the Hyatt Regency. So thanks for that, Wayne.
So over our 150 years here in California, hatcheries have been a very big part of that. I work on the ocean side, so I'm not that well-versed on the trout and catfish hatcheries, and we had some discussions about that yesterday, but that remains a priority for the department. On the ORHEP side, the Ocean Resources Enhancement and Hatchery Program, I think we all agree the history has maybe been a little bit murky, sordid perhaps, but I think we've turned a corner on that. I think we've gotten ourselves to a point where the department, the advocates for the program, the advisory panel that's created in statute, we've gotten to a point where we are all going the same direction. We're revising the statute that's over 25 years old to bring it up to current standards, making sure we've got broad-based constituent input on identifying what questions we need to answer, identify how we're going to answer those questions, and then identify how we're going to grow and expand the program moving forward.
Great.
I'm really into this one. And what I want to see going forward, Craig, is that one of the things that we will benefit by having all of the Department of Fish and Wildlife here is that at the upper levels, it's mindless, faceless. We don't know them. We don't see them. They tell us what to do, and we can say we don't like it or we do like it. Here we have an opportunity to have a dialogue and to go forward. Yeah. That's all we want. We want to have good science, but we want to know the people who are doing it. Like, we know you. We don't want faceless people telling us this is how it is. And that's the only problem. But if we work together and we have transparency and we are all on the same page going forward, and we are, then it should all work fine.
I completely agree with that, Bart.
Yep.
Rob, I have a question about Alaska Fish and Wildlife. I know there's a lot of controversy between commercials in Alaska and the recreational guys. Do you guys have this dialogue with the Department of Fish and Wildlife or Department of Fish and Game, I guess it would be, in Alaska?
You know, it's getting better.
Yeah.
The sport fishing side is organized better. You know, like we have it's called SeaGo, and we have a board, have a representative. So we're getting the word out there. So it's getting much better.
It's good, yeah. Yeah, and hopefully CCA will move up there and maybe help that out a little bit, too.
There you go.
Yeah, for sure. All right.
And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Okay, we're here at beautiful Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska, with Mark Powers, owner and operator of the lodge, and Chris Martino, who's running the new kayak program here at Whalers Cove Lodge. Mark, tell us about this new kayak program.
Kayaking in Alaska was just a natural progression for us to move to. Got the conventional saltwater charter fleet. We've got amazing freshwater systems and eco tours. Kayak fishing has been something we've been watching for years. We've aligned with Hobie together a pretty amazing fleet.
Well, we've got tons of options. We've got a couple locations around the inshore area where we have kayaks staged. We've also got inflatables up in some of our freshwater systems. So we've got an opportunity to fish the lingcod, the halibut, all the five Pacific salmon species, you know, Dolly Varden and and cutthroat trout.
There's a dedicated page just for the kayak program on the website, whalerscovelodge.com.
I've experienced that freshwater fishing here as well as the saltwater fishing, and I can imagine fishing from a kayak has got to be just incredible.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2403.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out SadoSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must visit, and the deals will be unmatched. If it's Daiwa reels you're after, look no further. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has them all, including Lexa, Saltist, and Seagate. And when you buy any Daiwa saltwater reel, you get a free gift. Let the crew at Fisherman's Landing Tackle help you select the perfect Daiwa reel and get the best price, too. Come visit the most spectacular booth in our history. Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're live here at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show, having a great time, and it is almost showtime.
Yeah, indeed. And, of course, tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m., we'll be right back here in the Seaview Rotunda at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. I want to thank Fred Hall Shows and the Hyatt here for being so accommodating for our show. We really appreciate it. Great venue here. And, of course, we'll be back here tomorrow. Great show for you. Of course, we talked about Wayne from CCA will be here. Bart will be here. And Mike from Maui Jim Sunglasses will be here.
Oh, yes, Bart.
Yeah, they're letting anybody in here nowadays.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to have other special guests tomorrow, too, 7 to 9 a.m. So be sure to join us tomorrow. And another great group of prizes to give away, too. So don't forget that. Mike from Phoenix is here. Came all the way from Phoenix to come to the Fred Hall Show. Mike, are you still around? There he is. All right. Thanks for coming down to the Hyatt and the Fred Hall Show. Appreciate that very much.
Hey, Mike.
Morning, gentlemen and panel. After driving 7 hours from Phoenix to get here, my question for you guys is, what's the most exciting thing not to miss at the show?
Wow. Bart?
Well, okay. Pick your seminar schedule. There's a Western Outdoor News program. When you get in the door, open it up. Look at every seminar venue. Pick the one that you want because this is it. You're here. Go to those seminars. Make sure you go by every manufacturer's booth. Go by Shimano. Go by Daiwa. Go by Akuma. See what they got. Then go to your retailers and figure out what you want to do. But there's a lot to do here. You can't really do it in a day. This is a bucket list show that people come all over the world to come here, and they call us and they say, what's your seminar schedule? We're coming in for 3 days. So you're going to have to manage your time as best you can. What do you like to do?
Bass fish.
Oh, well,
oh, yeah.
Well, the Okuma 805 bass tank is great. Make sure you go by and talk to the guys at Angler's Marine, and you'll see, you'll just go and look for the products, and you can go down to the lagoon. There, you can take these products and go down and cast them and test them on the lagoon.
Very nice.
Go get in. Go take that Hobie kayak when you're down there. You got to get in that 360. I'm telling you, when you see somebody in a 360 who knows what they're doing, it's amazing. It is revolutionizing kayak fishing.
It's pretty cool.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks for coming from Phoenix. Appreciate that very much. The, you know, you've heard him for decades. Now you're going to see him. Doug from Montebello.
Hey, here he is. Hey, yeah. First caller a lot of times on
yes,
hold
indeed.
Before the show even starts.
I have two questions. What have you got new for kayak fishermen? And two, Governor Alaska, do they allow kayak fishing up in Alaska for salmon and halibut and stuff?
You want to? So, yeah, we don't do a lot of it, but you can certainly do it. And, you know, I...
Got to pick your weather days.
You pick your weather days. I'm not sure what it would be like to get a big halibut in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, in Alaska, it's like, I say it a lot, it's like you put a hook in the water, you're just not sure what you're going to get.
Yeah.
You know, you could be going for salmon. I've been trolling and have a reel go off, and it's just peeling line out, and at the end of that was 165-pound halibut. So, you know, get towed around a bit and in a kayak,
yeah.
But it'd be fun.
Yeah, and, you know, I might add, too, that Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska, which is kind of inside passage, kind of inland from Sitka and Kingfisher, they have a whole kayak program. And Chris Martino, they have a whole bunch of Hobie kayaks. And Chris Martino, who's actually here at the show in the Seeker Rod booth, go by and talk to him about that, because they have a whole program designed around anglers and kayak fishing at Whalers Cove.
And the other thing is, when you get to there is the Hobie Kayak Seminar Theater. So every hour, an expert on kayak fishing is going to be giving you information. So look at that schedule, figure it out, who you want to see and what it is, or go to several of them, and then follow their instructions, and they'll lead you around. And that, but the Hobie has done not just the 360. Now they've taken a less expensive kayak, and they put a Mirage Drive in it. So you used to spend a lot of money for the Mirage Drive, and you could have a regular kayak paddled. Now the 360 is at the top, and down at the bottom, they have a Mirage Drive that's affordable for everyone. So Hobie's got it covered. Go check it out.
Yeah, and then there was thanks, Doug, for coming down to the higher. And then there was another question there.
I think that was, yeah.
That was the
whether you could,
covered
you know, what was new on kayak and could you kayak.
All right,
in Alaska. But I was going to say, though, but your big fish that you had up at Kingfisher was on an inside, like right outside a river mouth, right? I mean, wasn't it somewhere that was in.
It was inside.
Know?
It was rough outside.
Saying, like, it was in an area that would be, you know, kayakable. And so you never know.
It was
like, you could
315.
Yeah,
and it was like, I remember Heath Bone, who's our guy up there, said, we don't catch a lot of fish in here, but when we do, it's a big one. And he was right.
That's awesome.
Indeed. And that's true, right? Inside, sometimes when it's a little rough, you fish inside, you're not missing out sometimes, right?
Absolutely, yeah. There's fish all over. You know, like I said, you put a hook in and, you know, all of a sudden you're catching a 315.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing about Sitka is it's a prolific area, right?
So fish rich.
Absolutely, yeah. We've ventured out now to get into the deeper areas. You know, we're getting into the sablefish and phenomenal eating. Just, you know, something we've just started to really get into in the last few years.
So let me ask you a question. Steve Pinard and I were talking about this. We both have electric reels for fishing down here. Can we bring our own electric reels up there and plug in with you guys?
Absolutely. You're welcome to bring always your own gear, but we have them as well.
Oh, you have electric reels.
We do,
okay.
Yeah. Daiwa's got a great product out there. We use the Tanicum 1000, and they're fantastic.
All right. Fantastic. All right. Good. Brian from Harupa Valley is here. Brian, thanks for joining us here at Let's Talk Hookup on the Hyatt and the Fred Hall shows. And it's going to be a great day today here at the Fred Hall.
Morning, gentlemen.
What's up, Brian?
I had a question about the calico bass, but first I want to say I picked up one of those 6-inch Pro Series Anza knives.
Yes.
Nice.
And the handles on them are so awesome. They fit my big-ass hand.
I love that 6-inch Fish Pro Series. Really nice.
So I was just say if there's any left, you know, might want to check it out. But the calico bass 15-inch size limit, it's nice to have that size limit, but I'd like to see a slot limit now because I don't like seeing bass over 5 pounds putting in sacks and stuff. So I was wondering if there's any plans in the future for a slot limit.
We don't have any plans currently for a slot limit for calico bass. We can certainly look at that. One of the things we've done just this last year is released a series of what we're calling enhanced status reports. So if you go to our website at wildlife.ca.gov and just keep clicking on the picture of the ocean. If you look at the map of California, just click on the ocean. You can get to those enhanced status reports, and you can find the species you're interested in. And within these reports, and they're all standardized, it has all of the information we have, management questions, management needs. I don't recall that we've got it's come up in the past. Certainly something you can bring to the Fish and Game Commission as a public petition, and then we would take a look at it. Right now, we are probably going to be looking at the barred sand bass. So what we found is the size limit change a couple years ago. Calicos have really responded. We had a couple years where a lot of fish were getting thrown back, but now people are keeping a lot of bigger fish.
Indeed.
Still having some challenges with barred sand bass. Still have some concerns with that population, trying to figure out what we need to do with those guys.
Yeah. One question before you go, Brian. When you went and bought your 6-inch Anza knife, did they give you a special Let's Talk Hookup deal?
Yeah, 10%.
Okay. All right.
Nice.
Great.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate
well
that.
Worth it.
Yeah, for sure. Barred sand bass were heavily targeted in the spawning beds. Do you think that that's part of what happened?
Most likely. Generally, anytime you're targeting the spawners, it's not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we found where those spawning beds were, and we targeted the spawners, and we hit them pretty hard. Mm-hmm. And so now the question is, what can we do to make sure we're still able to maintain a fishery, but make sure that those populations are still sustainable in the long term?
Yeah.
I have a great answer for that. I grew up in the freshwater bass culture, so here's the answer. Release them all.
Yeah.
We do it in freshwater. Why don't
or maybe have a season where it's a catch and release.
Yeah, like sea bass kind of thing.
Like, yeah.
Take one or take, like.
It's as if you needed another thing on your agenda, right, Greg?
Well, but that's our job, right?
Yeah.
That's what we're supposed to do, is to look at how can we ensure the sustainability of the resource but also maximize opportunity. And that's more work, but that's what we're here for.
Yeah. Giant sea bass, while we're on that same subject. We haven't been able to catch giant sea bass or black sea bass for a long, long time. How has that affected that population?
The population is coming back, so both the prohibition on recreational take and commercial take, with some exceptions, the gillnet ban, populations are coming back. We're starting to see more of them. Divers are seeing them. I think anglers are catching and releasing more of them. But we still got a long way to go. I shared yesterday at the panel a picture I often share at presentations I give to elementary schools. From 1905, a man by the name of Sam Bebo's there. It's a black and white photo standing in front of the Hotel Del Coronado. And he's got his top hat on, his bow tie, and he's got five giant sea bass all over 250 pounds on this old reel from 1905. And so he was able to catch five of those big fish in one day without breaking a sweat. We got to assume there was a lot of fish out there back then. So we've got a long way to go before we get those species back.
I remember fishing back in the 60s in San Diego, in the Point Loma Keppel. We used to hook them all the time. They were abundant, shall we say. Yeah. We didn't land them, very many of them, because they're big. But we'd certainly hook them, no doubt about it. So it's nice to see that starting to come back and recover. But they're slow to grow, so it's going to take a while.
Great. And there was actually an article yesterday in the Los Angeles Times about the Cabrillo Aquarium and Cal State Northridge working with the department, and they released a bunch of juvenile black sea bass. And,
yes.
Go check them out in the tank. They're beautiful fish. Look nothing like the adults.
Yeah. Cool. They are cool-looking fish. Tim from Long Beach is here. Tim?
Hey, Tim.
Have a question?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
First of all, thanks to Wayne and CCA for all that they do advocating for his fishermen, and I really encourage all anglers to join. And by the way, Wayne, if you're still here, thanks for that awesome prize. Ted,
yes.
Out of the hooks, regular or ringed hooks, what actually sells better?
Currently the ringed hooks are selling better. Rick can actually probably speak to that too, even at the shop. But overall, we see the ringed hook. Now, you don't see it on the East Coast. Over on the East Coast, ringed hooks are just barely starting to gain some popularity. But definitely the ringed hooks are much more popular.
It was funny for us that the standard Nautilus hook this year was our better selling hook. I think in the long run, the Nautilus HD, which is the newer hook, it's a slightly heavier gauge wire of a circle hook. It's kind of like a perfect gauge. It's not super heavy or it weighs the bait down, but bait's able to swim. But this particular year, we had a lot of small bait. So even though the Nautilus HD is probably the right hook on paper for the size of fish we were catching, because the bait was so small, so many people use that Nautilus hook. But I was thinking about that when you had mentioned at the beginning of the show how the wire was much stronger. Like, that is a, I mean, it's a thin wire hook for sure. There's not a lot of, you know, diameter in that gauge wire, but that's the hook that we fished on that Let's Talk Hookup trip at Guadalupe this whole year. And, you know, all of our fish were 50 to 120 pounds using the standard wire Nautilus because the bait was so small. And I mean, I didn't have a single hook bend. I didn't have a single hook break. It's really, really strong stuff for being a pretty small wire. But because of the small bait, the standard wire Nautilus was our best seller this year.
Yeah, so I guess to ring or not to ring, that is the question.
That is
the question. Well said. Well said.
All right, thanks for coming down, Tim. Mike from Rosemead is here. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, Mike.
Thank you. Hi, how are you guys?
Great.
I want to say hello to Adam, wherever he is. I've never even seen the guy before. So. And I want to address this to the panel right now. I'm going to start it off with a joke. I don't want to imitate you guys, but do you know what this means right here?
What's that?
I'm tired of listening to the coronavirus.
Yeah, aren't we all?
I know. Yeah. I know. I'm going to change my question, Pete. This is about the descending devices now. I really like to fish rockfish. And let's face it, we see or we go on these party boats or charters, and the deckhands are always busy unhooking hooks and bagging the fish, untangling. And realistically, they don't have time to descend the fish, smaller fish. I think we need to rethink this. Maybe we can keep a bycatch for the boat, maybe, and not take them as a personal limit. Because I think we're just kind of like ignoring it or just like keeping it like low key. Because there is a lot of bad, or not bad fish, but smaller fish being tossed away.
Tossed away.
So, I would, there's no time for these deckhand guys to.
So I would challenge you then, you know, wanting that you knowing that you like rock fishing and that's something that you like to do. In one, I think there often is time for the crew, but you're right to your point. You know, they're taking care of a lot of people. But if that's something that you want to see continue in the future, it's just as easy to keep your other rod rigged up on the side of the house with the descender and a sinker on it.
Yep.
And I mean, you catch your fish, and you know that's not when you throw your rod in the rack, grab your descender, drop it down. I mean, the reality is if you're wanting to see that future through the same way, like it takes all of us as much as it takes the department, it takes us too. And I mean, I would bet that at the end of the day, the amount of time you spent really dropping one down would take a couple of minutes away out of your trip. And, you know, and that way you don't have to worry about bycatch not only taking away your limits, but hopefully that bycatch grows and becomes, you know, the fish that you are sacking up at the end of the trip.
Yeah, well, I use a jig. Pretty large jig, so I don't catch small fish. I catch legal fish when I do
that away.
Sure.
Larger
all right.
bait, larger fish.
There you go.
And
right
I can't go policing all the other guys.
Sure.
You know, catching
Understand.
Smaller fish.
Well, the other thing, you know, too, is encourage whatever boat you're going on, is encourage the captain and the deckhands that it is their duty to release those fish,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, totally.
It's not a law, but it's a duty of the recreational anglers. Right?
Exactly. I think Rick nailed it on the head there. Make it voluntary, right? We don't want to add more rules.
We don't want another regulation.
We don't want to have another tool in the toolbox for someone to unfortunately get a ticket for forgetting to use it, or it breaks and it's a burden on our enforcement. So I'm a big fan of voluntary compliance over mandatory compliance. And if everyone's doing it voluntarily, then we don't have to force people to use it.
That's right.
Exactly.
Very good. Thank you.
All Mike.
Reggie from Camarillo is here. Reggie, are you still around?
Yeah.
All right. Reggie's coming down. And while Reggie's coming down, I'd be in big trouble with our booth boss, Gary White, if I didn't mention that we do have those new AFCO shirts. They're selling like hotcakes. We do have a few left. The AFCO shirts are a great deal. They're regularly $35. They're 2 for $40 or $25 a piece. We have our regular Let's Talk Hookup hats and T-shirts are all on sale. So go by the booth and say hi to our gang there and grab one of those new AFCO shirts or one of our standard Let's Talk Hookup shirts.
What's up, Reggie?
Hey, good morning, guys. This question is for Ted, and this is in reference to surface iron and yo-yo irons and the treble hooks that they use on those. Why don't you ever see them use a nicer quality hook like the Gamakatsus?
We ask that same question quite often, you know, because we do. You know, it's, to me, it's the most important part of your fishing. I mean, just because I represent the company, I'm an angler too. You know, all of us that work at Gamakatsu are all avid anglers. And, you know, when you talk to people, we spend a lot of time, money, and effort on all these things that we do. And the only thing that's touching the fish is that hook. You know, I tell people that all the time. That's the only thing that's touching that fish. And it's a really critical aspect of the whole fishery. So we have some replacement hooks. We have some, you know, there's some different things that we do to address that. But we've got some very high-quality treble hooks. There's a new G-Finesse line. It's actually a higher-grade steel than our current product. And that G-Finesse product also has a nano-smooth coat on it, so it really penetrates the fish well. But this is even, it's a smaller diameter wire, but it's even stronger than our standard hooks. And those hold up really well in that environment as well.
Awesome. I'll look into using those. Thank you.
Reggie, right. I know you being a surface iron guy, some really good deals in the show for surface iron. We got, you know, Teddy 45s and, you know, and 7Xs and JRIs and everything, good deal. But you being a Point Loma guy, there is probably the best wall I've seen of old jigs at Tackle Traders that they've ever had. Like,
whoa.
They got me. They got me good. But, like, it's probably the best I've ever seen for old, you know, old 45s and old 7Xs. It's probably the best wall those guys have ever had. It's really, really.
So Tackle Traders in the show.
Yeah, that's
Andy Go
Tackle Trader. Yeah. Like, I know Reggie's a Point Loma surface iron guy, and, like, that's. It's one to hit up for sure. It's really good this year. There is some gold on that wall.
I'll go check it out. All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. See you, Reggie. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming right, including finding out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Maui Jims and that great Gamakatsu pack. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way with the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. We have the most complete selection of Daiwa saltwater reels in our massive booth, including the Daiwa Lexa, Saltist, and Seagate. That's Daiwa Reels and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dena Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dena Wharf. Join the Dena Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like 2 free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dena Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's S-N-A-P-P-I-N-S.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest Aftec fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Welcome back. Again, we're live here at the Fred Hall Show, getting ready to head in and start this sucker off. I want to say congratulations. The big winner of that Gamakatsu full backpack with hooks and a ticket to the show, that's going to Mike in Rosemead, and the winner of the brand new Maui Jims, the Southern Cross, that's going to Bob in Simi Valley. Bob, congratulations. You guys are stoked with that new gear.
Come on up to after the broadcast, and we'll get your information and get you set up for those prizes. Ted, great job.
Awesome,
Gamakatsu, of course, the great deal here at the show. Why don't you give us a quick review?
Yeah, no problem. The so like I said, we're doing the buy two, get one free. So just make sure you take advantage of that. Come by the booth. You can purchase from any of the retailers here that are at the show. Take advantage of that. Buy two, get one free. Come back, show us your receipt, and get that free pack of hooks. And then the first 40 people that do that each day is going to receive our dry bag backpack with a retail value of $20.
All right. Very good. And, of course, if somebody wants more information, I'm Gamakatsu. Of course, how do we find you?
Gamakatsu.com.
All right. And, of course, you can get that deal at Fisherman's Landing Tackle or at Turner's Outdoorsman at the show here. So, and, of course, Craig Schumann from the DFW. Thank you first for making yourself here and being a part of this show and being a part of the panel and having DFG here. We very much appreciate your interaction with anglers, even though you're taking the heat.
Oh, this is easy. I really love doing it. I encourage folks to go by our booth, buy a warden stamp.
Yes.
Renew your fishing license if you haven't gotten one yet this year. We got
show that warden stamp. It's really kind of cool. You can put it on your boat or your car.
Sure. Some years it's a terrestrial animal. This year we got a nice southern species.
All right. And you're supporting the wardens for doing that.
Supporting the wardens, getting them some of their new stuff. I was talking to them earlier. They said some of the canine programs and some of the other things that they do that.
Great.
They
need and it's only $5.
Only $5.
Yeah.
Beautiful
great.
Sticker.
All right. And it goes right to the wardens. That's a really nice deal. All right. Well, keep up the great work, Craig.
Thank you.
Sure. Appreciate that. And, of course, Robert, we're looking forward to coming to see you in June. And, of course, we'll be here at the Fred Hall Show all day long today and tomorrow, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's always a pleasure to have you guys up, and it's always a good time. Yeah.
And if you want to come up there, there's still spots available for 2020, and not too early to book 21 either, right?
Exactly, yeah, but 2020 is filling up.
Yeah, so get on it. Go buy Kingfisher Charters or see you on the web. What's the website?
It's kingfishercharters.com.
All right. And Bart, you know, a lot going on at the show, right?
Well, first of all, my wife of 52 years, Jenny, is sitting in the audience here. I get all this credit. I could none of this would exist were it not for her as well.
Indeed.
And I need to recognize that because without her, I have the memory the size of a pea. You know, she remembers thousands of people and their spouses and their children, and she's been a huge help in evolving the show. But today is, I don't manufacture anything. I don't sell anything. Today is the... In this building today, more anglers will assemble in one place than any other place on earth. And you need to know that. This is very special. You're here amongst a large group of people who think like you. Usually you go out with four or six or maybe 20 guys on a boat, and here you're going to see tens of thousands of people who think like you, who want to do the same
indeed
thing.
And give us the hours, Bart.
We open today at 10, and we close at 8:30, and tomorrow it's 10 and close at 7.
All right, very good. Thanks to our extraordinary engineer here, Rick Cutler, RC Productions. Appreciate his live remote broadcast. Brian in the studio there at 97.3 The Fan. And, of course, our man Adam on the phones and the web app. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m., right back here at the Hyatt Regency in Long Beach and the Fred Hall Show. We'll see you then.